24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Welcome to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, a podcast about the secret to success in technology, music, and business on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music and learn the secrets to music and technological success. Please follow us online at www.ladyz.com and on all social networks at Lady Z. Today's guest is Eddie Epic Music himself, the man behind the audio engineering of my single Elevate that is out on all audio platforms on June 21st, 2019 worldwide. It is Eddie Epic. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on. I'm blessed. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm just so excited to have this conversation with you because we've been working together for a while and we still have more work to do. And I wanted my listeners to hear what you have to say. And so how did you start getting the interest in music?
Oh, wow. I could go so far back. Just audio, period. The first memory that comes to my mind was when I was a little boy. I remember one of my Christmas presents was this little Panasonic tape recorder. And I don't know why I got it. I didn't ask for it, but I didn't even know what I was going to do with it. And I don't know who said, get him this, but I got it. And what I started to do was, it was just this little blue Panasonic round thing. And I just started recording sounds and pretending like I was making haunted house and blow into it. And so I got intrigued with the fact that I could make a noise into this thing and play it back and hear it back. And it just instantly intrigued me. And I don't know if I can remember the exact moment that music came into it, but I know when I was in elementary school, my grandmother's father and mother's side made sure that I was in music lessons. And I guess one of my grandmothers had a piano and I would always just go on my own and go sit at it and thumb at it. And I guess, you know, your elders see what you're into and they try to promote it as we should. And I played the recorder. That was the first thing. It's like a flute kind of plastic thing.
Yeah. The recorder. That was your first instrument?
That was the first thing that I got to play because that's what the school offered.
Okay.
And so I just always had an interest in it. And I didn't really get to learn to read. Of all things, I took accordion lessons too. One of my grandmothers pushed me into playing and taking accordion lessons.
So you know how to play the accordion?
It's been a while, but I mean, I could pick it up. It's kind of an oddball instrument for a kid from Compton to be playing. And I came to school and brought it and I didn't get beat up or anything. And I played the accordion in one of my classes. But
wow, yeah. You played your accordion for show and tell?
Yeah, in my elementary class. So
just to
give you back the floor to answer mm-hmm. your question, those are some of my earlier moments. But I have many pivotal moments that say, yes, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. But those are some of my earliest.
So I've listened to some of your music and your music right now has influences of like hip hop and some other things. So what genres have really influenced your ear as an audio engineer and musician?
Let's see. So, of course, I'm part of the hip hop generation, meaning that when hip hop came into fruition and started being on the radio a lot with like Sugar Hill Gang and all that, right. I was at that age where you start to find your identity. So a lot of the kids now, they're born into it. So it's kind of like the way soul music and jazz was for me. That's probably how it is for some of these youngers. But when I was coming up, just to keep it simple, on the West Coast, my biggest influence was, of course, like Dr. Dre. And but then I had like a lot of other influences. I love Teddy Riley and Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And then on the East Coast, I love some of the...
Did you just say that you love Teddy Riley?
Yeah, he's one of the best to me still. I still don't think I'll ever be as good as him because of he didn't have all the advantages we have with soccer. Teddy Riley is hands down. He's one of the best ever as far as recording and using the vocoder. And so I could go on for days about my influences, but
right.
If I could just name two, far as the hip hop and rap portion, I would say Dr. Dre on the West Coast. And then I would say the Bomb Squad, the Shockley group, the Shockley family.
Right.
These are the guys who Ice Cube, when he left NWA, he did his first album with them, America's Most Wanted. So on the West Coast, we're more with funk and bass lines and lingering synths. And on the East Coast, it was more just a breakbeat and samples.
Right. Yeah, that's actually a great analysis of the different approaches to hip hop. It's definitely about the synth and the bass, the G-funk sound on the West Coast and samples and breakbeat on the East Coast. That's actually a great analysis. So what made you go and get a degree in audio engineering? Because when I'm in your studio, I see all your accolades on the wall. And you take it very serious. You're very professional. I thoroughly enjoyed recording with you. You're very meticulous. So what made you go and really perfect your audio engineering skills?
Well, let's see. I was, playing just, most artists, we just have this sort of inbred or intuitive talent. And we just go do it. And so I was doing it and making beats and recording songs. And I didn't really have very much of an entrepreneurial spirit like a lot of the youngsters do now, because you can just sort of launch yourself off to the world now with the internet. So it just seemed like I was just spinning my wheels, being creative, making music, but I wasn't going anywhere. I wasn't networking. I didn't feel like I was growing or elevating, and no pun intended, to a new level or going anywhere with my, I guess, career. I wasn't even thinking career. But to answer your question, what made me go was I thought that might open doors to something else. And so I went and took a tour. That's all I was going to do. Honestly, I didn't even think I was going to want to go. I was like, let me just take this free tour at the LA Film School. And when I walked in to take the free tour, within 30 seconds of walking in the building and walking into the first studio they showed me, I said, yeah, I'm going. I don't care what it takes. I'm going to go. I don't have any money. I don't know how. I don't know if they offer scholarships. And I said, I'm going to do this just because I loved it so much and I just wanted to be engulfed and consumed with it. I wasn't even sure if I thought it was going to get me anywhere, but it was like I just wanted to be around this environment where the mixing boards, if you don't have a lot of money, you have your little machines, but those big long boards that are in the studio, you don't get to be in those unless you're in the studio. So I took the tour, and then I came back within probably a week or two and signed papers and got grants, and I was allowed to take the 18-month associate's degree course.
Okay. Wow. That's awesome. So I know you produce your own music. You did audio engineering for my single Elevate and some other things. We have a lot of things in the works. But what other artists have you worked with?
Well, right now at this point in my life with the music, I haven't worked with any like body that's super huge yet or that I don't know a broad audience would know yet, but that's that's to come, or either I will make someone that person. I'd love to work with, of course, someone that's Drake tomorrow, but what would even be more rewarding if I get with someone and then introduce them to the world. But I've worked with many many talented people. I mean, hugely talented, that just like me, they are pushing forward to get to the world stage. So, I can name just a bunch of names that may or may not resonate with anyone, but I've worked with many singers. The first and only violinist I've ever worked with was you, and that was really great to get to have that experience. But I'm satisfied with my growth, and I wish I could be like, yes, I've worked with a bunch of these people that people would know about, but it hasn't happened yet, but it could be as soon as tomorrow.
Well, you know, my single is coming out soon. I've been getting a lot of great responses this past week, and I just performed at the San Diego County Fair. So I'm optimistic that, you know, I'll be worthy of mentioning on your resume soon. But I wanted to ask you, you mentioned that Teddy Riley was a big influence, and you also said that you produce your own music. You have Eddie Epic Media and Eddie Epic Music, and you're focusing on, you know, the audio engineering, the video, and the spiritual. What made you fuse those three together in your platform?
That's a good question, Will, and I have a specific answer for it, because right now I have heard other people say, and I don't know if people are actually wording it, but if you think about it, I think we're all realizing now that we're in another artist renaissance period. And when I say that, if you think back to previous renaissances, it was like an artist renaissance. And I don't know the Webster Dictionary definition of what a renaissance is, but if I could just through my own comprehension of it, it's when art is on many platforms and many artists are doing multiple things. So in the Renaissance period, you might have a poet who's also known for painting and who's also known for inventing a chair. Because sometimes when you're just creative, you're creative all over the place. So, right. So what made me promote it, though, is I'm seeing this. I'm like, if you look around, especially on social media, you have people wearing many hats. And if you can balance this, it can work for you. If you don't balance it, you spread yourself too thin. But for me, I started doing music, which was my first love. And then through necessity, I had to edit my own video and found that I really loved it. And it's funny, I just posted on my Instagram a quote. I'm going to paraphrase myself because I don't remember, but I was just saying how music was my first love. But then I started the video edit and found out they were similar monsters, because now I'm in front of a screen and it's find this part in the song, cut, edit, fiddling with menus and parameters and numbers. And that's pretty much the same deal when you're editing video. Clip to where the person is walking here, cut it, transition. So, and I figured, and people just, you know, it's to keep people's attention, they want to see a lot. So I'm like, here's some music, here's some video, here's a quote, something to help you grow consciously. And that's why I say I think we're in a renaissance period, because artists are doing many things. If you want to win, you can't even just rap. The people that win in this game are people who can rap and harmonize. So we're just in the culture now of an artist showing that they're out of a box. I'm just a creative entity. I may not be able to do everything creative, but I can definitely do more than one thing.
I think that is a powerful observation, because I've noticed that as well. I mean, I am a multi-instrumentalist myself, and, you know, and I run a marketing company, TSQ Marketing Inc., the SEO Queen. I build websites and do SEO in addition to, you know, just being a violinist. So I'm one of those creatives, and I'm seeing them pop up all over the place, and you are that as well. So that's awesome to know. That's the reason why you've fused it and put it all together. That's awesome. So this podcast, The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, is a podcast about the secret to success in technology, music, and business. And so I want to ask you, Eddie, what are three things that you would say has contributed to your success thus far?
Well, first and foremost, with anything you want to have success at, and I know a lot of these things sound cliche, but the fact of the matter is that I think something becomes a cliche and stays around because of the truth in it. And that is that you have to love it and be passionate about it. Mm. And this is very important, because especially in this field of entertainment and media, you could be an overnight success or it could take 20 years. So it has to be something you love, because it has to be something that if they stop paying people to do it, you'd still do it. And that's what allows you to endure the ups and downs of it. Number one, passion. You have to be passionate about it. Right. I guess, and then also to, and this is kind of, all of these are piggybacking off of that same thing. It's kind of like being passionate is the umbrella under these other things I'm going to say. And you have to learn how to come back from, to get back on the horse from failures and when things don't go your way. You know, I put an EP on SoundCloud. It's still there. And I don't even think a couple of years ago, and maybe 50 people listened to it. And it was disappointing, but I've shortly, I might've got a little butt hurt, but then I said, well, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to stop. I have to keep going. So you have to realize there'll be ups and downs. I remember one time I had one of my drives crash and songs were gone, and they're still gone forever. And I almost wanted to cry. I was like 200 songs. And I guess the point I'm making is you have to realize that things aren't going to always go your way, and just keep going, keep trying. At the moment you want to give up, that's pretty much the time when the doors may be about to open. So I guess passion would be one word. And I'm not sure the word I'm thinking of, which means to keep going. Perseverance. Thank you. And then I guess just to continually be a student. You know, I learned that you can go to school, but if you want to master anything you're doing, constantly be a student of it. Like every day I watch YouTube or something to learn about my craft, because I'm passionate about it. I want to know how to do everything. So, biggest thing too is, and I'm had to relearn this because I went astray from it, is to do you. Like, I know this sounds, again, cliche, and people are always saying do you, but it's so important, because the only person that can do you is you. And so, but when you try to copy someone else, what happens is you're not that authentic and genuine. It's not as powerful, you know, and you have to be able to, you know, it's funny. A lot of great geniuses, they seem obscure and not really, and a bit off-putting to us at first. And then we realize, wow, this person's a genius, because they stood the test of time. There's a quote by a guy named Robert Venosa. I'm not even sure who this guy is, but his quote says, being an artist means belonging to a unique, exciting gang of outlaws. I like that. Now, I think what he means by that is people who go against the grain and aren't conformists and are unique. So that's another thing. So passion, perseverance, and don't worry. There's going to be people who will be like, that's weird. I don't like that. There's never been a person ever who pleased everyone. There, believe it or not, were certain people who might not have liked Michael Jackson or Tupac, or name the most popular people you can name. So I would just say it's so important, because, and I'm also saying it as a fan, because it gets exhausting when we look around and see everybody copying each other. You'll never be great. You'll never be great if you're copying someone else. Of course, you're going to employ things from your influences, but you must embrace that thing that you do that you know no one else does. Like, sometimes you want to not do it. Like, wait, I can't do that. No one's doing it. Yes, do that. Make sure you do that, more and more of it.
Well, I think that's great. I mean, passion, perseverance, growth, and authenticity. Those are four powerful aspects that if you are to walk in them, you will definitely be successful. I definitely see that in all the successful people I've encountered in life. Well, Eddie, thank you so much for your time. How can people connect with you online if they like what you've heard, and if they're in the Burbank area and want to come to your studio and do some recording? How can they contact you? Do you have a phone number, website, social media? How do we contact you?
I can be reached. My Facebook is Eddie Epic Music. My Instagram is Eddie Epic Music. I don't tweet too much, but I'm going to get into it. It's either Eddie Epic or Eddie Epic Music. I've switched it all to try to make it easy on people with one thing. So Eddie Epic Music. And then my email is eddieepicthegreat@gmail.com. I know that's a kind of pretentious, but yeah, eddieepicthegreat@gmail.com. But Instagram, Eddie Epic Music. I also have YouTube. I'm starting a YouTube channel. It only has one of my videos up right now. Eddie Epic Music is where I can be reached everywhere. My email is eddieepictheGreat@gmail.com.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I'm like super, super excited about just seeing your business grow. I'm super excited about, you know, people hearing Elevate, which you so graciously did all the audio engineering on. And I'm just excited to see, you know, us on this journey and supporting each other as fellow creatives and colleagues. And without further ado, I just want to say thank you again, Eddie Epic Music. Check him out. Check out Get Elevate on June 21st. And until next time.
VashaniRadio.com is global. You can listen on any computer or mobile device that connects to the internet. Simply go to VashaniRadio.com and click on the show you would like to hear. Then sit back and enjoy yourself with powerful and positive talk radio. VashaniRadio.com, New York City. Always talking about everything.
Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to VashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.